Good evening. Another day of practicing together. What is it like to appreciate that you spent this time practicing in whatever way you showed up? In whatever way that you brought the practice to life for you today. This is important. Sometimes it's work, sometimes it's play, sometimes it's delightful, but this is important. Our softening our hearts, clearing our minds. Finding our way. Which of course we only do by trial and error, exploration, which means sometimes we're finding what doesn't work. That's okay. That's exactly how this path unfolds. Sometimes we find out, that wasn't the direction to go. So no matter what way the practice showed up for you today, can you have some appreciation for yourself, for your practice? It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Not only is it important, it's beautiful. And maybe to send some warm-heartedness for our fellow travelers on this weekend. Not only the people in the other little squares, but also all the people, individuals who helped make it possible for you to practice this weekend. Whether it's somebody who's watching the kids, watching the dog, somebody who helped grocery shopping, the people who are sending you emails and patiently waiting for you to get off retreat before you respond, whomever it might be. Can we extend some warm-heartedness to them also? As well as an appreciation for bringing the practice, retreat practice, to our living space. Some of you are in your living rooms or in bedrooms, and some of you are not in your usual living space. And some of the RVs are actually there at IRC, but they live there. So to bring your practice into perhaps new places that you haven't practiced before. Maybe the space has a little bit different feeling now. A little bit different sense. For me, I feel like this little corner of my living space feels a little, I don't know what it is, brighter maybe? Something. You can find your own words, feel your way into that. And an appreciation of maybe stretching your idea of what does it mean to have a retreat practice. many of us have done numbers of retreats and have this expectations how retreat practice should unfold. And perhaps this didn't unfold the same way so far. Yet it still is retreat practice. So can we expand our understanding of retreat practice? Now I'd like to read a very short poem. It's by Jane Hirschfield that talks about, in some ways, maybe it's just about this. We could interpret it in a number of different ways, but maybe one way is about bringing retreat practice home. It goes like this. It is foolish to let a young redwood grow next to a house. Even in this one lifetime, you will have to choose that great calm being, this clutter of soup pots and books. Already the first branch tips brush at the window, softly, calmly, immensity taps at your life. I'll read it again. It is foolish to let a young redwood grow next to a house. Even in this one lifetime, you will have to choose that great calm being, this clutter of soup pots and books. Already the first branch tips brush at the window, softly, calmly, immensity taps at your life. Already the first branch tips brush at the window, softly, calmly, immensity taps at your life. So why don't you give yourself the gift of continuing to practice for the rest of the evening in a way that makes sense for you. As well as we have a few sits tomorrow. There might be a temptation to like, oh, okay, end of Sunday. The invitation here is to just hang in there. Stay close to your practice. Let your practice support you. Let the momentum of this practice that we've been doing help support you. And just continue through tomorrow. The retreat's not over yet. It's not over yet. And with tremendous respect and warm-heartedness for you all. Respect for your practice, for showing up again and again. I wish you a wonderful evening and wonderful sleep. Thank you. Good night.